Good morning. Today I want to speak with you on the topic Jesus is passing by. This story comes to us from Mark 10 verses 46 to 52 and St. Luke 18 35 to 43. The story can also be found in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 20 verse 29 to 34. Jesus was leaving Jericho. And as he left Jericho, a large crowd was following him. No doubt, many who had been healed, many who were delivered, many who were fed, many who had heard his teaching were part of this crowd. Now, this miracle that Jesus was about to perform took place 1 week before his crucifixion. So it was the last miracle recorded by St. Mark in his gospel. But as Jesus was on his way to Jericho, there were beggars sitting by the roadside. For Matthew tells us that there were two beggars. But Mark and Luke name for us one of the beggars, Bartimaeus. Luke tells us in his gospel that while Bartimaeus sat by the wayside, he heard the multitude as they were passing by. And he asked what it meant. In other words, what was happening? Then he heard that Jesus was passing by. Bartimaeus no doubt had heard of Jesus before. No doubt he had heard that he raised the dead, he made the blind to see, the lame to walk, and the dumb to speak again. My question to you today is, have you heard about Jesus, the Son of David, the Son of the Living God? Have you heard that he's a miracle-working God? Have you heard that he specializes in the impossible things? Have you heard that he is a healer? Have you heard that he wants to be your friend? The songwriter reminds us what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by, and he saw it as an opportunity to have his needs met, an opportunity for a miracle to take place in his life. It was an opportunity to receive the healing that he had waited for all his life. It was an opportunity to make Jesus his friend. Today can be your opportunity for a miracle to take place in your life. Today can be the day to receive your healing. All you need to do is to make Jesus your friend. How do you do this? By asking Jesus to come into your heart and to change you from the inside out. The Bible tells us that Bartimaeus, when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he shouted. And the more people tried to quiet him, the more he shouted. Bartimaeus was desperate for a change. The question is, how desperate are you for Christ to come into your life? Sometimes God allows us to be in a desperate situation just so we can cry out to him. Like Bartimaeus, you too can cry out to Jesus. By this time, Bartimaeus was now tired of begging, tired of sitting by the roadside, day after day, night after night. There might be some persons listening. You are tired of your situation, tired of the circumstances that you're in, tired of being disappointed, and you are desperate for a change. You are desperate for something to change in your life. Can I assure you that Jesus is right there? Like Bartimaeus, you can cry out to him and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. As the song made popular by Jimmy Swaggart says, for years I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me where I belong, and mercy rewrote my life. Today, if you're listening, Grace has placed you right where you belong so that mercy can rewrite your life. Mercy can rewrite your story, just as how Bartimaeus' story is being written about the transformation of what has taken place in his life. Just as how the story has been written about Bartimaeus and the transformation that has taken place in his life through one encounter with Christ. Bartimaeus was at the right place so that mercy could rewrite his life. The Bible says, as he cried out, Jesus stood still. In other words, Jesus stopped. He said, bring him to me. You see, my friend, Jesus will never ignore your cry. He will never walk away from you. Psalm 34 verse 6 says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. God hears your cries. You might feel no one cares, no one sees you, no one hears you, but my friend, the Lord has heard, because today Jesus is passing by. The crowd could not understand the blind man's shout. They could not identify with his frustration. They could not identify with this blind man's pain of sitting in the sun hot all day, no money, no food, no future. You might think no one understands, my friend, but Christ understands. I don't know your story, but I am here to point you to the one who knows all things. He not only knows all things, but he's able to do something about your situation. Ephesians 3 verse 20 tells us that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. The Bible says that Jesus called him. Jesus said, bring him to me. Jesus was on his way to the cross, and yet he stops to serve a blind man. The path that he was taking that day would have led him to die for Bartimaeus' sins and my sins and your sins. But he stopped to serve a blind man, a man who was a beggar by the roadside. What demonstration of love. What demonstration of mercy and grace. Jesus wants to reach you with this same demonstration of love, mercy, and grace. You are not too far gone that Christ's love cannot reach you, nor his mercy and grace cannot reach you. Despite Bartimaeus' condition at the time, Jesus loved him. In spite of your condition, Jesus loves you. In spite of yourself, in spite of your inner struggles that no one else sees or knows about, that grace, that love, that mercy can reach you way down deep inside. Jesus is calling somebody today. Perhaps it's you. He says in Isaiah, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. For though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. The hymn writer says, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. I have found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Jesus said, bring him to me. Luke doesn't tell us, but in verse 50 of Mark 10, it tells us that Bartimaeus cast away his garment and rose, and he came to Jesus. Now, the casting away of the garment is symbolic. When Jesus calls us, we will have to throw off some things. We will have to leave some things behind. We will have to put away the old to embrace the new. We will have to throw off the old life and the old way of living, the old way of thinking, anything that will hinder us and keep us from giving our lives to Christ. As a blind beggar, the cloak was perhaps one of the most meaningful pieces of possessions. It was meaningful because it could have been his sole source of shelter and warmth as he sat by the roadside in the hot and cold times. It was also believed that the cloak was used at times to spread on the ground so that passerbys could toss their coins onto it. So when you threw this very important piece of garment away or aside, it was just not exchanging the old for the new, but it also meant leaving his past life behind for a better future. You might be struggling with your past, but you can walk away. You can toss it aside like a piece of garment and allow Christ to clothe you in his robe of righteousness. The word of the Lord says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Casting off his cloak now meant that Jesus became his source and reason for living. Do you feel you have nothing to live for? May I introduce you to Jesus. May I ask you, what is your reason for living? May I ask you, what is your source for living? Who are you dependent on? May I introduce you to Jesus. May I encourage you to seek the Lord as your source, the one you can depend on, the one who will never fail you, the one who will never let you down, the one who will never disappoint you, the one who is reliable and trustworthy, the one who will never leave you nor forsake you. Today is the day to cast off some things. Whether you are in your car, in your home, by the roadside, Jesus is passing by today, right where you are. We continue the story. Jesus said to him, as he was brought to Jesus, Jesus asked the question, "What will thou that I should do unto thee?" In other words, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus says, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." May I ask the question, what do you want Christ to do for you today? May I submit? He has done it already. You need to only accept him as Lord and Savior. And then your eyes will be open and you will never see life the way you have always seen it. Your life will take on new meaning and new purpose. Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith had saved thee." You see, brothers and sisters, it wasn't the fact that he received a miracle that saved him. It wasn't the fact that he could now see. It was his faith in Christ, that Jesus could do something in his life that no one else could. Will you believe with me today? Will you have faith with me today? That if you give your life to him today, he can bring about a change right where you are. Will you give him your life today? And your life will never be the same. Jesus is passing by. I close with the words of this song. Touching Jesus is all that really matters, and your life will never be the same. There's only one way to touch him. Just believe when you call on his name. Bartimaeus called on his name. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Amen.